T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
So looking at the different tiers ESPN has in their power rankings for Major League Baseball going into the start of the season, they've got the Tigers in their fourth tier with the "so you're saying there's a chance" category. Mm-hmm. I think it's better than that. If I were to try to label it, I would say they've got a chance to compete for the and to win. They've got a chance to win the Central Division. I had to bet on them, I wouldn't.
Who in the division?
But I would say they've got a chance.
Where are the other people in the division ranked in this power rankings?
Minnesota was ranked, I think, like 12th,
okay,
in Major League Baseball, but obviously that far and away the best team in the American League Central. And then I believe they had I want to say Cleveland was the next team in the
then
division,
the Tigers.
And then the Tigers, and they were both like 19 and 21. So towards the latter half of the standings.
We have some ticket texts at 248-539-9797. To answer that caller specifically about the third base deal, the Arizona Diamondbacks platooned Longoria and Rivera last year all the way to the World Series. The Dodgers had a platoon as well. So, yes, I guess Tony, I think was his name. Yeah. Baez was a major mistake. Admit it and move on. Ray Oyler could hit for a higher average. Chris Illich needs to buy him out. Baez is a deal killer.
Well, this is the part where it was funny. My dad and I were talking the other day. Parents came over Sunday, and we were talking about, my dad said, fans are so quick to spend other people's money. And I said, well, yeah, that's what we do. We sit there, we discuss about GM moves. And I think this is more along the lines of what he meant. When you talk about eating a contract, they still have, close to $100 million left on this contract. It's like $96 million left. And I get it, okay? He's not producing. If you're not producing, you're not going to play. I think the patience is going to run out very quickly from – not the fans. Patients are already run out from the fans. But I think from an A.J. Hinch standpoint and a Scott Harris standpoint, I just have the feeling that Javi Baez is on a shorter leash than what people think.
I agree with you. And by the way, the whole thing of spending people's money in buyouts, let me tell you something. If you're going to spend the money, would you rather spend the money on nothing or spend the money on a poop sandwich? Give me nothing. I don't want to have to eat a poop sandwich.
Fair enough, but when those shortstops came out, Baez, there were questions about why you would sign him, but there were also plenty of reasons to sign him.
Right, I'm not going to go back and figure out whether it was a good move to
get him.
That's not that. It's where you are right now. The money's already going somewhere. Okay, I'd rather have the money go nowhere than to actually have to show my fan base the poop.
Well, that's not what they're doing today. Today they're showing the fan base how delicious the food
really
is so far.
It's been
really good. Let's not.
Yes. More ticket texts. Curtis from Blissfield. Why not have Jace Young up now? His bat is already Major League Baseball ready. Look at the spring training stats.
Well,
let's cool it on spring training.
Let Jace Young play a little bit in
Triple A,
and we'll see where he's at. just I think it's the same thing with Jackson Jobe, and people are getting all excited about him. They're not going to bring up Jackson Jobe until there's the right time in the rotation to put him in.
Correct.
Because you have to take somebody out to put him in. You're not going to bring him up to spot start. All right, that's not happening. And it's the same thing with a player like Chase Young. These are your blue chip players. These are your top 100 players in all of baseball. Okay, they'll come up when they're ready to play a full season, not when they're just going to contribute on a platoon basis or part-time basis. That's not what the case is. Back to the phones we go, 248-539-9797. John, you're next up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, hello. You know, I was telling your call screener, if you're a Tigers fan or you're a Red Wings fan, give up all hope about winning anything. Steve Yzerman, Ilitch died in 2017, and he was passionate about the Tigers, and he was passionate about the Red Wings, and he gave us some of the greatest memories we've ever had in Hockey Town here. His son does not care about winning, period.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that? That's a hot take, and I wonder why do people say that so quickly?
Okay, can I answer your question then?
Yeah, specifically Baez. About hockey.
They signed Baez. They could have signed the guy that went to Minnesota, but he cost too much money, so they signed Baez. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The guy's not spending money on the team. He doesn't care.
He spent money on Baez. It was the wrong choice. What are you that's what bothers me.
What's the guy that went to Minnesota? What's the guy's name?
Carlos Correa. He's better, but he hasn't been worth the money he's getting paid either.
Okay, well, compare the contracts, though, and compare the momentum at the time the contracts were signed. He was a way better option than Baez, but they paid Baez because he was cheaper.
It's revisionist history. He was not a way better option. He was a better option that would have cost you more. The option to sign Baez was a good option at the time. It has not aged well.
I want to go with what you said about how he's not spending money on hockey. Where is he spending money on hockey? There's a salary cap. They're pretty close to it.
He signed to Brinkett. He's got Yzerman in there, right? He's got Yzerman running the show. But Yzerman is not spending the money on the free agents because the owner's not allowing it, just like the Tigers.
What are you talking about? You have no idea what you're talking about.
Thanks, John, because they spent money on a bunch of free agents this past offseason.
Yes.
We see it all the time on the show, bringing adults into the room, which is exactly what they did. They went out and traded for DeBrincat. They signed him to a longer-term contract. They go ahead and they sign Rasmussen to a longer-term contract. They're going to sign Seider and Lucas Raymond. They need money to do that, and they've known this, and that has to happen this offseason.
So
that's going to take up some space, too. There's a salary cap in hockey.
Right. So
there's no salary cap in baseball. You want to bitch about, hey, they didn't get Carlos Correa, or they didn't get Corey Seager.
That's fine.
Okay, we can talk about that, but you can't ignore that at the time, Baez was an option. Then you can't say they haven't spent money when they spent – $140 million on a contract with Javi Baez.
Yeah.
They did spend the money.
Right.
It didn't work out.
It was a poor signing.
Now, this past offseason, did people want to see Scott Harris spend some money? Yes. Were there big-time free agents they could have signed to do that? Ish. Now, as this thing went out into spring training, Blake Snell was available.
Bellinger.
I guess Bellinger, sure. That would have been one, I guess.
Jordan Montgomery signed with the Tigers. Signed with Arizona yesterday.
Okay, so there were a few guys in free agency that you could have gone after, but that doesn't jibe with the plan that Scott Harris has. And if you're going to complain about the owner not spending money, I would also complain about an owner that doesn't let the general manager do his job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you believe in Scott Harris, let him cook a little bit. Now, the seat's going to get warm.
Yes.
This year. If the team doesn't show improvement this year, and if they're unable to develop their own players hopefully they're ripened up and ready to, you know, to make a big impact in this team, if it doesn't show up like that, and the players that Scott Harris brings in don't perform, If Mark Canha is a disaster, then we've got some real issues here. Same with the two pitchers, Maeda and Flaherty. But I think you got to let it play out a little bit.
Yeah.
Not to steal words from John Jansen.
Back to the ticket text. Give me a 250 Parker Meadows and 15 bombs, and I'd be thrilled. I think everybody would be thrilled with that. Wouldn't you? 250 and 15 bombs from him? Yes. And playing pretty close to a Gold Glove center field? Abso-frickin-lutely. Paul in Nashville. As a Tiger fan at this point, I've gotten used to their season ending right after opening day. Well, the starts have been awful for the most part, although they had won a couple of the
actual
openers. Baez, well, I don't know if that was a home opener or whatever, hit a home run or he did something. They're driving the winning run and won last 2 years ago. And then Miggy, of course, with the snow home run.
The snow home run was great. What an amazing atmosphere to do it on that day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.